Hello and welcome to the Garage Series for IT Pros. My name is Jeremy Chapman.
And I'm Yoni Kush.
And we are here in Building 4 of the Redmond campus of Microsoft in the garage. This is where innovation occurs, where we incubate stuff, where we tinker with things, where we build stuff.
Right, and I parked my car here this morning as well.
Sometimes that as well. So we're going to answer all of your questions about the new office, including things like who moved my MSI?
And did deployment just get faster?
And how do I use Office in virtualized environments?
Absolutely. So join us every week on Wednesday, Microsoft.com/garage. We have all the resources there and much more.
So we're hoping to show you stuff that you've never seen before. We're going to push ourselves the limits, especially Yoni.
Yeah, that's right. So why don't we have a look at what we've got in store for you this season.
It's not just the speed at installing Office, it's the whole end-to-end.
This lays a foundation for a versionless world.
I've actually caught up with our tamed technical fellow.
Some say if you cut him, he bleeds ones and zeros.
And every time Windows blue screens, he grows an inch. Don't hurt yourself.
We're having fun here.
Boy, you've got a big pipe, Yoni.
Seems that way.
Now, before we get started, we want to challenge you, the viewer, with today's trivia.
Which versions of Office can be used without an internet connection? Is it A, Office 365 Pro Plus, B, Office Professional Plus 2013, or C, all versions?
Stay tuned for the answer at the end of the show. Hey, Yoni, we're pretty excited. We've just launched the commercial service for Office 365.
Hang on a second. Wasn't that in November?
Actually, yes, we did launch something in November, the volume license for businesses, the volume license version of Office. But, you know, today we're actually launching Office 365, Office as a service for all commercial organizations.
Right, so there are two versions.
Yes, let's explain what those two versions look like.
Okay.
So we think about our two different primary versions. We have Office 365 clients and we have Office 2013 clients. Now, the first thing that we're going to see with Office 365 clients are there's no 2013 version. So literally it is a versionless world. So that means that as you stay on the service, you're given rights to all of the new builds of Office.
Gotcha. I thought like next year it was going to become Office 366.
No, definitely not.
Right. Okay. So obviously that premise still remains with the 2013 builds. We have versions.
Right. And the other main thing that we're doing here is with Office 365, we are a user-based license as opposed to in the past.
Well, we were obviously device-based, right?
Right. So we've got those main differences. And then there are some other things on a lot of people's mind, like is Office 365 just a bunch of web apps? So one thing that you know we've done here is we actually did want to really take all of the graphics processor and all those things into account, tailor our service so that we're actually providing local apps and connecting those to web services. So we're the same in terms of how the user experience is between the Office 365 version and your full clients.
Right, absolutely. Okay, that's all well and good, but what's in it for IT pros?
So we've got a bunch of stuff coming in for IT pros as well, brand new things. We've got streaming installation option.
Right.
We have the ability to use optimized updates. We've got office telemetry. We've got more group policy controls. We've got deployment integration and automation. All of these things that we're doing to make this version awesome for the IT pro.
Gotcha, and I think it's also really important to remember that the feature set inside the Office client, whether it's a 365 client or a 2013 client, is exactly the same. So if I'm using Word or PowerPoint or Excel, then those same features and functionalities are going to be available exactly on parity in each.
Right, I mean, to a normal user, this is completely indiscernible. If you were on a MSI-based installation with volume licensing, it would be exactly the same to the Office 365 Pro Plus.
So the key really is it's a licensing mechanism and it's a delivery mechanism.
Exactly, and we're gonna go into a lot more details through the rest of the show.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to do now is actually go into an interview that I had with John Genderzak recently where we talked about the new Office and really the genesis of the new Office versions and how he designed that for users today.
Gotcha. Let's see what he had to say.
So tell us, in this changing world, we've got multiple devices, each user has a few things that they're working with. How did that inform the new release of Office?
Well, just like you have email, and you have email across all your devices on your phone, on your PC, we really wanted to think about that experience and bring that to Office, so that you have Office across all of your devices in all of the circumstances that you might be in, at work, on the bus, whatever the mode that you happen to be in. We wanted to make sure that we had Office availability across all those environments.
Great. So in terms of how you built the Office experiences themselves, you could have gone the route of a web browser to, say, access an Office experience or maybe remote into something. So it is more cloud-based, but what were your decisions around that versus a local install?
Sure. We could have done the easy thing, which is just assume people are going to remote into another machine. But we really wanted to take the onus on us and think about how we could deliver Office and really sort of use the power of the web to distribute Office and to make it easily available to you and always up to date, but use the local processing power of your PC, because after all, you bought that hardware, and we want to take advantage of the local processing power of the hardware while still being cloud connected and really delivering the best experience that we could for our customers running on their local machine being cloud connected.
Right, so like John said, we've got a world where basically people have a bunch of devices. So they're used to that. They're used to having connectivity to services. They're used to having a great experience on every size piece of glass. Now I want to show you a quick demonstration of what all of this looks like. So I've got three devices here. I've got a phone, I've got a tablet, I've got a desktop PC. We're just going to start with our phone. Now the phone here, I'm going to open up a document in SharePoint, and then I'll see exactly, I'm going to go to my garage intro, make some edits, and I'll see what's going on there. Now I'm going to switch over to my tablet because I can get to that same exact document in the tablet. I'm going to go ahead and open that up in the tablet, and I'm going to be able to see the same things, make edits to that as well in my tablet. So now I'm just going to add tablet edit to that, and this could be any tablet. I've got a Surface here, but I could be using another tablet from other OEMs and other companies. Now I'm going to go over to my desktop. And I also have the ability then to open up a full version of Word that I installed earlier using Click to Run. And that's basically signed me into Word. It's got my most recently used files. I'm going to open the same document, make an edit inside of Word. Then I'll be able to use that. I'll be able to see my last two edits. So I'll put in here desktop edit. And then I can put that device down. Now I want to make sure that all of those edits that I just did will manifest themselves back on my phone. So I'm going to go ahead and open that back up in my most recently used document list. Now I see that I've got all three of my edits here from my phone, from my tablet, and from my desktop PC. Again, the document is following me and seeing all of the changes that I'm making to it. But even though all this is really cool stuff and we can see exactly what's going on in terms of being able to switch from device to device, it isn't as usable unless we have a very fast install experience because people are used to things like the application store. So Yoni, why don't you show us what that looks like?
Thanks, Jeremy. So what I have here is a fairly typical Windows 8 PC, and I've loaded up Office 2010 on here to represent what you might find in a normal environment. So let's just go ahead and jump into Word for a second here. And what we can see is that I've made a couple of customizations. So I've added some custom ribbon items here, and I've changed a few settings along the way as well. If we jump into Excel at the same time, we can see that we have our Garage Series plugin, Excel plugin, going on right at the same time inside Excel. So okay, let's just go and kick off our Click to Run install. Now this install I've kicked off from a shortcut I have on the desktop, but this could just as easily be an install from the portal or one that was pushed out in an automated fashion from the IT department. So off it goes, and we're streaming the bits down right onto the computer as we go along. So as Jeremy said, it's really critical that we have a really fast install experience, and you can see right away that even though the bits are still caching down onto the computer, we can already kick off our applications and start working, and that for me is really exciting. So all right, not only do we have the new Office down on our PC here already, but if I jump into Word, I'll just accept that license agreement, we can see that all of my customizations have come across as well. There's my ribbon customizations, and I'll just open Excel really quickly. And you guessed it, our Garage Series add-in is there as well. And check it out, it even works. If I press the Evaluate Jeremy's Odor button, then it fills the cell in the spreadsheet.
What's your deal with odor, and why are you spelling it with a U?
Look, I think one of the really key things to keep in mind here as well is that whilst it might be great to have this device agnostic functionality and a really awesome install capability, that gives us a lot of agility, but we don't lose control, right?
Right. So when we think about data, a lot of people have the question, I just saw the roaming most recently used document list, or MRU as we call it, where is that data actually being kept?
Well, the answer is it's anywhere. If your organization is set up in such a way that you want to store it in the cloud, wherever that might be, then fine. If you want to store the data that you have on premises, on your local computer, if that's your thing, that works as well. What we really have here is the agility to have the functionality stream from the cloud, but still keep control over where the data lives.
Right. Importantly, we're just actually streaming the links in as the application boots and not actually taking the data itself and moving it from device to device. That means you've got all your security intact.
Right, exactly. So that's all we've got time for this week. We've got all the resources on microsoft.com/garage, so we'd urge you to head over there and check it out.
Now let's get back to today's trivia before we wrap up.
Which versions of Office can be used without an internet connection?
So Yoni, do you know the answer to today's trivia question?
You bet. The answer, of course, was C. All versions of Office can be used offline.
Even Office 365 Pro Plus. So join us next week. We're actually going to discuss one of the most frequently asked questions that we get, who moved my MSI? We're going to also have some high altitude antics from our stuntman here, Yoni.
Really looking forward to that. We had a great episode this week. I really enjoyed all the multi-device stuff. That stuff really excites me. So I hope you took something away from it, and we'll see you again next week.
Bye for now.